Part 1. The Memoirs. 1921. In early December 1921, von Hildebrandt went to Paris with high expectations to attend a convention organized by the philosopher and politician Marc Saulnier, 1873-1950. Saulnier had become famous for seeking to reconcile Catholicism with the French Republic, and more broadly Christianity and democracy, in part as a counter to working-class movements that were overtly anti-clerical. Saulnier hoped to re-evangelize young men by proving Catholicism was sympathetic to their social and economic needs. He also sought common ground with non-Catholics. At first, the Christian democratic movement he started, Le Sillon, the Furrow, won many devoted followers, including numerous bishops. But when it began to advocate new ideas, not yet approved by the Church, Pope Pius X intervened to close the movement in 1910. Saulnier's response to the destruction of his life's work is described by von Hildebrandt in great detail. Despite the suppression of Le Sillon, many of Saulnier's ideals about the laity, social justice, ecumenism, and society were fulfilled by Vatican II's teaching. One of his greatest admirers was Pope John XXIII, who called the council. Arriving in Paris, von Hildebrandt was met at the train station and brought to the headquarters of the Young Republic League, the political party Saulnier had founded. There he met Saulnier, this great and noble Catholic, words similar to those Pius X had used even as he closed down Le Sillon, and several of his followers at breakfast. The spirit of love of neighbor and of Christian warmth which suffused the milieu made an overwhelming impression on me. Everything was very simple, typically French coffee, served in a bowl and strongly flavored with chicory, along with a piece of bread. Yet I was received as an old friend. The spirit was one of simple togetherness and collaboration. I was delighted. Marc Saulnier had founded a movement which was the first Catholic movement in France to be established on the footing of the Republic. French Catholics and all of the French bishops were royalists of a decidedly conservative stripe. Drawing on an encyclical of Pope Leo XIII, in which the Holy Father declared that the Church took a neutral stance toward questions of monarchy and republic, he had founded a religious movement which he called Le Sillon, meaning furrow. The purpose of the movement was to bring about a deep religious renewal, and with it a truly Christian spirit. Sillon was the very antithesis of the Action Française. A predominantly conservative and nationalist movement, the Action Française valued the Church primarily as a cultural entity, viewing Catholic as equivalent to Latin, whereby the esprit latin was naturally equated above all with the spirit of France. The anti-Semitism, which had manifested itself in such a dreadful way in the Dreyfus affair, continued to exist in the Action Française. In contrast to all of this, Sillon was filled with a supranational spirit, free of all anti-Semitism, concerned with social issues, seeing the Catholic Church as the mystical body of Christ, filled with a truly deep Catholic spirit and an obedient and loyal love of the Church. Late in the evening, Saulnier often went to the Basilica of Montmartre with his followers, where they spent the night in prayer and religious song. Along the way, he gave them talks on religious subjects. A spirit of boundless readiness to be of service to each other, a joyful, loving, selfless collaboration filled this movement, which quickly spread all over France and soon numbered many young priests and seminarians. Sillon represented a real religious springtime, and as such became a great and profound center of...